This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Sabres have it. Push it up top. Power. Stick handles. Shoots. They score! That puck deflected coming in. It might have been Alex Tuch who got a piece of it. And the Sabres victorious in overtime. 3-2 over the Bruins.
Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. Now, we were in the house for the Bruins last night. Nice show outing.
Sure were. Is that another Zadorov fight?
Oh, yeah.
That was good.
Crowd was into it.
Dropping the mitts.
Zadorov chucking nucks there last night.
Good stuff.
If you're curious how I'm feeling today, I would say better than Tracy Morgan.
Yeah?
But if you heard that last live read, you could tell I'm hurting a little bit. Well, I forgot my reads down the hall.
So you just ran like a 4:640 down there
to get it? This is the saddest part about it. It's a real light jog down the hall.
Oh, no.
Real light jog. And then I got down, all of a sudden, and it really, really caught up to me.
I could tell you were kind of gasping for air about like 20 seconds in. I'm like, oh, that's going to be a problem.
Not going to be good. I was, I started stumbling during my picks, and then you read, and you're like, God, there's a lot of words left here. So that's how I'm feeling today.
Good Lord.
A few light beers will do that to you.
Sure.
At the Bruins show.
But you had an interaction for the ages last night at first intermission.
Let me tell you, I don't want to out anyone individually here, but if you've seen some Celtic celebrity fans at the Garden, you might go, well, why is a Celtic celebrity fan at the Bruins game?
They just live at the Garden.
Apparently.
Possibly.
And so this is the first intermission.
Yep.
We're out there. I see this Celtics celebrity fan, and I'm talking smack. I'm like, look at this guy over here. I thought he was a Celtics guy. What's he doing at the game?
Mm-hmm.
So he's kind of across from us. We're having our beers. Mm-hmm. We're chit-chatting. Next thing you know, he's sidled up right next to us. They gave out these free hats at the game last night.
Yeah.
Courtesy of Sam Adams. Real sharp.
St. Patty's Day cool hat.
Real sharp fedora style.
It's a nice
hat
nice,
going on.
Nice piece.
And so I was wearing mine last night. I noticed none of you took your free hats.
I didn't see one on the way in. I had my own hat on.
Yeah. Yeah, not like a snappy St. Patty's
one. I took the Lori poster that they offered.
It's true. Billy took his minus Lori poster.
I believe it's still in the cup holder.
Yeah, well, get it next
time.
All
right, I forgot it at my table. And Nick goes, Billy, your poster.
Yeah, it's minus Lori.
Thanks,
guys.
Nick.
And so next thing you know, though, the individual
comes right over.
Celtic celebrity fan of the Bruins game.
Yep. Not Aztec Gino.
Has sidled.
Like he literally appeared.
No, sidled right up next to us.
We sat there. You went, is that so-and-so? We're like, yeah, I think that is so-and-so. Yeah. And then we started
chit-chatting. No, he's wearing a chicken hat on his head. That's definitely who that is.
All of a sudden, I looked to the left and he was right there.
No, I said, you go, do you think that's the same guy? I said, it couldn't be. And you said, it couldn't?
And then as soon as he turned, I saw a good clear look at his face. I'm like, that's definitely that guy.
It couldn't be.
No.
It is the same building. It's the same hat.
Another grown man with a chicken hat.
That looks like a chicken. No, but he came over and he had a proposition for you.
Yeah, he wanted to do like a almost a prison transaction is what it was. We're bartering for my hat.
A friend of mine really wants this hat.
I was offered drugs for my hat.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened.
Is that accurate? What went down?
And you just gave him the hat, which I feel like two things should happen. One, you keep the hat and say, no, I'm good. Or take the drugs. You didn't do any of that.
He can't stay off the weed.
You didn't do any of that. You were just a nice guy. You're like, yeah, take
really
the hat.
Drugs?
I'm like, take my hat. Well, that's true.
Really.
I was offered.
It sounds better.
I was offered quote unquote joints. And I
gives you an idea how old the person was.
Yeah, and I'm so not a drug guy. I'm like
doobie.
Does he mean his chicken hat? Like we're trading hats? No. I don't want your chicken hat. I don't need that joint.
I don't think he ever takes that hat off. You ever seen that guy without the hat on?
Stored his drugs under there.
Yeah.
Haircut like kid from Kid and Play.
Yeah, he just keeps going. He takes the hat off and just keeps going. You're like, whoa. And he had that going on under there. But yeah, so that was one fun interaction. I don't want to tell the Bruins how to do their job because they already, I don't think, could stand me. But in they play one of those games, right? Like they have like the in-arena Bruins like person, right? Mm-hmm. That's like... talks to the fans.
Yeah.
You know, they do that thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So they did like a word
Not
scrabble.
Razor.
No, it wasn't Razor.
Not Razor.
No.
Yeah.
So they're like up in like, they're doing like the ticket upgrade, right? It's like, hey, we're going to do a word scrabble. And if you get these right, we can go sit closer to the glass.
Mm-hmm.
So they have this like sweet, like 8 or 10 year old girl standing there with her mom. And they're like, all right, it's a former Bruins player. Can you like unscramble the letters? Milt Schmidt. The guy played 100 years ago, which legend. Jones.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm telling you, legend.
Every adult in the audience knew it.
But like this girl.
Hockey Hall of Fame in the sky.
This girl, like, Milt Schmidt. That's not fair.
Like she was up past her bedtime.
Throw her like a Pasternak on there so you can move the seats. So then the other thing they did, the other one was, what was it? It was a Terry O'Reilly, I think.
Yes.
And she said like O'Leary or something. Yeah. And then they were like, well, you got 2 out of 3. And we're like.
There were only two.
She was 0 for 2, I think. You get 2 out of 3.
They put
hey, congratulations, you get the seats.
They also did something I've never seen.
Oh, that's a bad job. She was going to get the seats anyway.
Don't give that girl the seats. And so they've done something I've never seen before in one of those scrambles where they left the apostrophe in. I've never seen that.
Oh, that's true. Was,
the apostrophe was in like
was
the
floating in there. Like,
and
I don't like that.
What the hell is that?
I don't like that.
What was the other thing they did? I forget which player they used, but it was like, oh, here's so and so.
Oh, it was Elias Lindholm.
Elias Lindholm.
And he picks the Post Malone song.
Elias Lindholm was being held hostage, telling you what his favorite song was.
Right. So he tells you the song, and then they're like, all right, you get to vote on the songs. And
wasn't a choice.
That wasn't an option.
No. I mean, they know the season's over.
No.
I think
it all felt very, very over. But we keep the point streak going. Good for us.
Yeah. Great crowd, though. For
it really was.
For a lot of negative attitude towards the team, the place was packed.
Well, I don't want to give us too much credit, but I think we were bringing the vibes, I think, is what we were doing.
I was getting a beer from the beer guy, really nice guy, and he was like, I think the Bruins have like a 7% chance of making the playoffs, and I was like, seems kind of high. Then a guy comes flying up behind me, like 2.7%. I was like, okay.
So the same guy.
Yeah, I'm like, all
same,
right.
Same no, sidler.
No hat. No,
get
no,
him some Tic Tacs.
Just a lot of friendly people there in the concourse.
It was.
People just wanted to chat.
It's a good mood last night.
It was.
St. Paddy's.
They got a point. The Buffalo. Although Buffalo's uniforms, they're wearing the whites with the cross swords on it.
Oh, too sharp. When we saw the Sabres were coming out in those, we knew we were in trouble. For sure.
Looked pretty good, though.
But so anyway.
We had a nice night.
I didn't realize how much I was hurting until I ran down the hallway and couldn't get out my live read.
Lord.
All of a sudden.
What, do you need a Gatorade or something?
I mean, I might.
This guy hydrated.
It's very possible.
We should bring in like a cooler, like a Gatorade cooler.
IV.
Yeah.
Can we have IVs?
Do we have those?
Get those oxygen tanks.
I really genuinely
like the 350-pound guy who just chased down the cornerback.
At Mile High.
At Mile High.
Just in the breaks.
Yeah.
Sucking those down.
Take me out to the ball game. What are you doing? Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.